When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Christina
and Carmen,
and this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hello, everyone. This is Carmen.
And I'm Christina.
And we are Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are talking about episode 16 of Teresa.
Yes, we're back to our regularly programmed schedule.
I think it's regularly scheduled programming.
Oh, shit. You're probably right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds more correct. Do you have a summary for the whole episode before we break it down or no?
So, well, I mean, discounting the last 5 minutes that I didn't watch, I would say... For the summary, do you have one? I can only think of them after you say something.
yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. I watched it so long ago, 2 days ago, that I've already forgotten.
Well, I watched it today and I forgot. So,
Refugio complicates Teresa's life more. And no
she
one
already
has
did back. Last week because, I mean, yeah, last episode. Okay. Sorry. Go
yeah.
On.
Okay. So Refugio makes things hard for Teresa at work. No one has Refugio's back, but Refugio's also annoying. Mariano and Teresa have troubles in their relationship.
Oh. Do they break up?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll go into it. Yeah, they do.
Oh.
I think. It seems like it.
Well, that can be part of the summary. Okay, Paloma... I already have a better one. Can I
okay,
go?
Sorry. Okay, go on.
Okay, so... Refugio fucks shit up in Teresa's life. Mariano sees Teresa's true colors. He finally breaks up with her. Paloma's cousin slash friend gives her horrible advice. They continue to stalk the profe. I think Pablito gets like sick again or more sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got.
All right, that's it. Episode's over. No. No, that was good though. Yeah. So let's go into the... scene-by-scene breakdown, then, unless you were going to add anything.
No, I think that's about it. So we start off with how it ended last episode, which was with Luisa asking Teresa if she likes the profe como un hombre. She's like,
who says that?
Mi hermano como hombre?
Do you like my brother as a man?
As a, that could mean anything, right? It doesn't even have to mean.
What does it mean?
¿Te gusta mi hermano como hombre?
What?
And she meddles way too much. It's so weird. Anyway.
Yeah, she's too invested in this.
It's super weird. Teresa's like, Luisa, how can you ask me that when the profe wants nothing to do with me? And then she thinks it's because she doesn't know that if Refugio went and, you know, was being a metiche with the profe. Because if we remember last episode, Refugio saw them holding hands. Then she went to confront the profe behind Teresa's back and it was like, do you like my daughter? What the fuck is up, fool? So that's why the profe, you know, se quiso alejar.
And he's like, let's keep things professional. And Teresa took that to the next step and cold-shouldered him. And
yeah, she exaggerated. And so now she's guilt-tripping Luisa and saying that it's her fault because Luisa told the profe about Teresa dealing with the Paloma situation. I do realize, yeah, this would make no sense if you hadn't listened to anything else before. So...
Exactly.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Luisa apologizes. Teresa's pretending to be distraught about this. And she's like crying. And she's just making this a bigger thing than it actually is.
Yeah.
To her because she's just manipulating Luisa.
Yeah. We're going to the hospital next.
Yes. Yeah. We are going to the hospital. Pablito's insisting on that he heard Ruben. or saw Ruben, and he's like, Ruben said something about giving you money to Esperanza. And right, because Pablito and Esperanza are in the hospital. And Esperanza's like, oh, this is, he's just a man that lets people borrow money. And Pablito's like, wait, people just give you money?
Why didn't he's we ask shocked. For money sooner?
Yeah. And then Esperanza's like, no, you don't just get it for free. There's interest. They don't just let you borrow money for free. And of course, that's not who Ruben is. That's not what he was there for. But she has to cover her lies.
She has to cover her ass.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's it for there. And then we go back to Luisa and Teresa. And Teresa's crying to Luisa about the profe. And Luisa's like telling her not to worry because the profe is just being sensitive, you know, about the whole Paloma thing. And then Teresa says it's clear to her that the profe is still in love with Paloma. And then Teresa also tells Luisa that she's going to keep her distance from her too. And because she needs to keep things professional. And Luisa's like, I assure you that's not necessary. But, you know, Teresa's being a bitch.
Teresa's like, no, it is. And Luisa's like, no, it's not. And she's like, yes, it is.
Like, Will, you don't have to do this. No, I do. I have to. Like, no, we can be friends. Like, no.
That's exactly what is happening. And that's really all that happens there.
Yeah. After that, we see Refugio en la Vecindad. She's going to Mariano's dad's house, or Mariano's house too. And we finally learn Mariano's dad's name. Refugio goes to Mariano's house. Mariano's dad is there, whose name is Ramon.
Ramon. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ramon.
And so she tells Ramon that she's looking for Mariano. And then Ramon says that Mariano's working in the taxi. And then Refugio says she wants to talk to Mariano about Teresa. And Ramon's like, oh, if you're still worried about, you know, how late they got here the other night, you really shouldn't worry. Like, my son's really serious about your daughter. You know what? They want to get married. Or he wants to get married. Whatever. They've talked about marriage. And then that's when we see Mariano in the hospital.
Yeah. And he's looking for the guy's wallet that was forgotten there that we saw last episode that we were like, why is this important? Whatever. It really wasn't. So he gives the guy the assistant is there and he gives the wallet back to him and it's completely full of cash. And the guy is just shocked that Mariano would return it instead of keep it.
Yeah. He's like, anyone else would have kept all of this money. I would have. I'm just kidding.
Which is true. Yeah. I said a few episodes ago that I have given back large amounts of money like that while I was working at a drive-thru. And that was past me who was nicer and naive. Now, if I worked at a drive-thru and I was given that much money, I would keep it.
I think there's a reason the universe hasn't presented an opportunity like this to me. And it's because I would keep the money.
Then we go to La Vecindad. And Refugio is like, why would Teresa not tell me about this? And Ramon is like, Mariano's dad, right? Ramon is like, well, come on. They're not going to go around telling everyone. They're just talking about it. It's not like a set plan yet.
But also, why would Teresa tell her anything when all they do is argue? All Refugio does is like talk shit about Teresa, which I think it's, I mean, she's not wrong to, but yeah. Why would she confide in her in any way? When that's the kind of relationship they have. And she's still surprised. Like, why didn't she tell me anything? Like, what do you mean, lady?
You know why. And then Refugio tells Ramon, oh, Mariano, he's a good man. You have a good son. And then Ramon is like, yeah, so is Teresa. And Refugio makes this Fuchi face like, no, my daughter is a piece of shit. And she knows it.
It's like her face could be a meme. She's like, about that. Well, that's questionable.
And then we go to the hospital and stupid Ruben walks into Dr. Ledesma's office and Dr. Ledesma's all chill, right? And Ruben is like, he's like up here, like mad and yelling, and he doesn't need to be.
And he asks, he's like, are you Pablito's doctor? And, you know, at this moment, he could have said, I really can't disclose, you know, that kind of information. But no, he's like, yes, that's my patient. Ruben is not
entitled to this information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why?
But he says yes. And then he's like, yeah. And what's her name?
Esperanza's boyfriend. You know, I forgot her name earlier in the episode and I wrote down Paloma and then I'm like, wait, that's not right.
That's not Paloma. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, is that what Esperanza said about me? He's like, she didn't need to. I could tell from the way you were possessive and yelling.
And he's like, what else did she say? Like, you're fucking trash, bitch.
Shut up, Ruben. God. And then he threatens Dr. Ledesma. And Dr. Ledesma is like, leave my office. Why are you even here? Get out. Mm-hmm. Ruben leaves all mad.
Yeah. He's like, get the fuck out, fool. So then we see Johnny. He's visiting Pablito in the hospital room. And then, I don't know, Johnny's just saying that they need to pray to God and Rosita and Virgencita and whatever.
Yeah, but then he gets a little sad about when he says Rosita, and Esperanza's like, oh my gosh, just chill and stop thinking about her. And he's like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, yeah, don't tell people to not be sad. That never goes well.
Yeah, if someone is sad, just be there for them, but don't, these words, calm down. Don't be sad.
Just don't think about it.
It's okay. It's going to be okay. I find those all unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, like, just like, it's okay to feel the way you're feeling. That's fine.
Yeah. Take your time.
I know this is sad. Whatever, you know? Validate. Yeah. Don't try to make somebody forget or, like, invalidate their feelings. Minimize their feelings. And then Esperanza leaves because you can tell she's uncomfortable with feelings.
As most people are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why we get the stop crying.
Yeah.
Type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Teresa talking to, we go to Profe's house and Teresa's talking to Reina and she's asking her if she has seen Paloma. And Reina is like, no. And then Teresa's leaving. And then, like, last minute, Reina's like, oh, wait, your mom was here. And then Teresa turns around and looks shocked. She's
like, what?
Why? Yeah, why? Why did you have to go in the first place? Should have just stayed her ass home in La Vecindad?
So then we go back to La Vecindad. And Doña Juana is showing Refugio, like, some of the new fabrics that she bought. And they're talking about Humberto.
Which question? So, in other episodes, I heard them say Humberto. And this episode,
Doña Refugio
here and Teresa later, they both say Cudberto. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's not a name.
Yeah.
If you in the beginning, you said Humberto wasn't a name. Cudberto.
Like, what is that? That's even worse because that is not a name. I know that's not a Cudberto. That doesn't even make sense. It's like a D, right? It would be C-U-D. Yeah. Cudberto. What the fuck is that?
Why would they change his name in episode 16? A new screenwriter came in like it was a typo and they just went with it.
I'm like, did they really change his name from Cumberto to Cudberto? Like, what?
What the fuck? Why?
So, yeah, they're just talking about that and then, you know, Juana's feelings. And I think, I'm not sure if it's at this point when she, like, Refugio convinces her to see, you know, what's that word? Give him a chance, to give Humberto a chance. And then we're still in La Vecindad and Ramon sees Humberto, like, walking in to, like, the little, I don't know what you call it, like, the patio?
Yeah, it's, like, outside of La Vecindad. Well, no, it's inside La Vecindad, but outside of the apartments. So it's, like, a patio, I would say, yeah.
Yeah. Ramon sees Humberto or Cudberto.
Whatever the fuck his name
Mariachi
is now.
Mariachi guy walking in. And then they're talking about Juana. And Humberto basically says that he lied about having La Tracy.
La Tracy.
That's the Huera's name.
Tracy.
About having her move in because he wanted to make Juana jealous. And then Ramon's like, just be honest with her. You're going to end up hurting both of them.
Ramon is giving his usual good advice.
Yeah, he really does give good advice.
He's like, just be direct and clear. Cudberto. Mariachi guy's like, clear? Direct? No.
What's that? Let me just keep playing games.
Let me just be toxic. And play my mind games, my jealousy games.
Yeah. And then Mariano walks in and he's like, look what I got. Because they gave him money for returning the wallet.
Honesty does pay off. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's the lesson learned here, folks.
I feel like the way they made Mariano's dad ask for the money was, like, weird.
It was super sketch, wasn't it?
Like, it made it seem like he was going to do something sketchy with the money. Like,
it made me think he was going to go buy alcohol or drugs with the money.
And then he's like, yeah, we can use it on the couches we pawned, but why does he ask for the money that way? And then we go back to Juana and Refugio, and she's telling her to give the relationship a try. I know sometimes Sometimes he drinks too much and parties too much. Basically, he's trash. But she's like, but he's a good guy, maybe, right?
Yeah, like, she's like, he parties a little too much. A veces se pasa de copitas. But he really likes you. And then she says another bullshit-ass relationship myth that every time we see them, we have to talk shit about them. Okay, so she tells Juana that she's sure that Juana could make him stop drinking.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can make him a better man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, stop it.
No, Juana. No, this is not how you know. You're not here to make anyone better except yourself.
Yeah. And you can't fix other people and you can't, you know, make them stop drinking. With, as you're like, I don't even think Humberto is an alcoholic in the novella. He's just a mariachi guy that, you know, I think he drinks socially, whatever. Doesn't matter. If he was an alcoholic, love can't make people stop drinking. That's not how it works.
Yeah, love is not going to make someone better. It's not going to make someone stop. It's not going to stop addiction. You can't.
Yeah.
You. There's other steps to take. And you don't just get with someone because you want to fix them or improve them. Which is something we see time and time again with, like, women specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. There's this, like, belief out there that you can fix men, you can change men, you can make him into a better man, whatever. It's just not true.
No, let them be trash and you move on.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Juana decides she is going to give him a try, and then Refugio asks Juana,
that she's going to give him a chance.
What did I say?
You said a try. It just sounds weird. I don't know.
Oh, you're right. Chance. She's going to give him a chance. Then Doña Refugio asks Doña Juana if Teresa has mentioned anything about Mariano to her. And then I think we just cut from that. Don't we?
Or again, she's surprised that Teresa hasn't said anything to her. And it's like, really?
She shouldn't be surprised. It's not a good mother-daughter relationship. She doesn't do anything except nag. And Teresa's also evil. So
after that, Teresa is leaving the profe's house. And Luisa's like, oh, why don't you just stay and eat, like, I don't know, lunch with us or something. And then Teresa's like, you know that I can't.
You know that's over.
Yeah, stupid.
And then she says, and you know what? Paloma's going to be the one sitting there with you guys soon.
It's like, oh my God.
Stop.
Stop it.
And then Luisa's dumbass is just falling for all of it.
Yeah. It's like, ¿para qué se hace de rogada? I'd be like, okay, bye, bitch.
Holy I'm not going to ask you. Yeah. The food's going to be just as good if you're not sitting here.
Yeah.
And then we go to Paloma and her stupid
annoying cousin.
Florencia. Her, they're just like, oh, hi, how are you? And Paloma's like, sad. I'm so sad. And he's like, I'm just happy you're in Mexico. And I just want to be here for you. And then Paloma's like, you can't be here for me. I'm too sad about Arturo.
And then she tells her, basically, Florencia tells her to try to keep talking to the profe, even though she's already stocked him up like the wall. And Paloma's like, no, I made a promise to stay away and I'm going to keep my promise. And then Florencia's like, oh, well, I didn't promise him anything. Why don't I talk to him for you? And Paloma, for once, is being reasonable. And she's like, no, that's not a good idea. And Florencia just doesn't take no for an answer. And it's like, drop it, Florencia. First of all, why are you so concerned with this? Like,
why are you so invested in this?
Why is everyone so invested in it? Like, it's so weird. Like,
it is.
I get wanting to make your friend or cousin, whatever, feel better. But it's like, if she's asking you not to do something, just don't do it. Just drop it. But she doesn't drop it. And she, you know, she's like, I can't promise you anything. It's like, what the hell? She's asking you as a friend.
You're choosing not to for
no damn reason.
That belief that instead of just letting someone be and feel, they have to fix. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Profe's house and Luisa...
She's being so annoying.
Yeah, because like, what is going on with Teresa? This is.
It's later on that she's being more annoying.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Yeah, this is for the best, Luisa. I gotta go.
And I gotta go. Bye,
bye." And Luisa's just standing there, mad. Oh my God, I keep picking up my cafecito to like drink some, right? And my arm is so sore. This is crazy. Wow, I've never. FYI, I got the COVID vaccine and no weird side effects except my arm is sore.
Yeah,
which is fine. It's normal. I'm just being a little baby, I guess. No, because I've gotten other vaccines and this is probably up there. Yeah, but it's like, fine. No big deal. And so it hurts to grab my coffee.
Anyway.
Yeah. Back to this.
Okay, right. So yeah. After this, we are back in La Vecindad, and Juana sees Teresa walking in. Teresa's fucking pissed. She's like, my mom, I'm going to, whatever. She's like basically saying she's going to go confront her mom. And then Juana's like, no, I have some news to show you or to tell you. Like, come with me first. And she's like, no. And she's like, oh, be quick. Just come with me. And so she does.
So she goes to
Juana's apartment. Juana tells her that she's going to give Humberto a chance. And then Teresa, just being a bitch, she's like, ew, whatever she says about him. I forgot already. But she's basically making Juana think that Humberto is not good enough for her, which probably he's not, you know, but whatever. That's up to Juana to decide. And she's like, oh, but you used to work for, I don't know, like rich people, I guess. And like, those are the kind of people you should be around.
When she was married, I think she was living the rich life.
Oh,
that's what she made it seem like.
I thought it was like, I guess, yeah, that before, makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so Teresa's like, you're like me. You need to, you and I are the same. And what an insult. Like, Well, I don't think Juana knows exactly what Teresa's like.
I feel she's gotten some glimpses though.
Yeah. But not like Refugio.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even the way she's saying that, I would have been like, what the hell is wrong with you?
That is a red flag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause she's saying it.
But then she convinces Juana, cause later on she doesn't give him a chance.
Yeah. But you don't see that yet. Cause it looks like she's like shocked at what Teresa's saying.
Yeah.
And then that scene ends. We go to Ruben and Profe having lunch. Ruben is telling Profe that he's mad about someone else helping Esperanza. And it's like, dude, just be happy for her. Oh, my God.
Profe is having none of it. He is, like, basically telling Ruben he's trash and he has to not hurt Esperanza's feelings.
Yeah. He's like, what have you been telling her? She seems like she thinks you guys are, or you're going to get a divorce. He's like, I may have not said that to her. Yeah.
But, you know, you just, these are the kinds of things you say to your side pieces. It didn't mean anything.
Yeah. And so Profe's like, oh, so are you getting divorced then? He's like, no, I would never leave my wife. You know how I feel about marriage. It's so hard. It requires three people to get through.
Rolling our eyes over words. Here. I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ruben, I mean, not Ruben, the profe was also not having it. And he was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, his face when he says that, he's like, disgusted. Just,
yeah. Yeah. So he's like, I don't know, but don't hurt her. And I'm tired of being involved in your life. And
don't involve me anymore.
Mm-hmm. And then we go back to La Vecindad. And this is where Teresa goes inside her house, her apartment, and she sees her mom. So Refugio is like, nope, I'm sorry. I messed up.
She tells Juana that she knows. Her mom went to see the profe behind her back or whatever. And then Juana's like, what? I think that's it there. And then
that's what happened.
She goes to her mom's, right?
Yeah. But first we go to the hospital.
Okay. And well, this is where I stopped taking notes. So it doesn't
show. Oh, I see. Yeah. So we go to the hospital. Pablito's having another surgery. Pablito had another surgery. He's all sleepy. Esperanza's talking to her parents about this, saying it's all normal. And then she tells them that she's going to be working at the hospital. They're all just super happy. And then we leave that scene.
And Teresa is acting a fool.
Yeah. So we go to La Vecindad. Mm-hmm. And so Teresa storms into the house. Doña Refugio isn't looking. And she's like, oh, Teresa, you're home for lunch. And she's setting plates.
She's like, no, I didn't come for lunch.
And then
she grabs a plate. And she breaks it. And in that moment, I would have been throwing hands for sure. Imagine doing that to your mom. No. I would never. I don't even think I've ever spoken to my mom that way.
One time when mommy said I couldn't have a boyfriend when I was 15, you remember this, Carmen? I had our shared phone, the family shared cell phone, and I threw it at the wall. And then I got my ass kicked and then I never did anything like that again.
Yeah, I remember that because me and Luis were watching, like, laughing. I just remember it was such a thing that, unless it was really bad, but like whenever like one of us was getting in trouble or like being hit, like we would just be laughing.
yeah, that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, so Rosita must have been pissed in heaven though, watching Teresa treat her mom that way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's just being horrible.
Yeah, she's yelling. Oh.
And yeah, I mean, I was just excited because I remember like they were just like going back and forth, going at it like, how dare you like go talk to the profe. And then Azar Refugio was like, well, I didn't like what I saw. You guys were holding hands and I didn't like the way he was looking at you. As she's saying that, Mariano walks in. And yes. I was like,
finally, like, it's happening.
And he's like, Teresa, what do you have to say for yourself? And Teresa was like, it's not true. But in this moment,
Refugio had two choices. She had two paths to go on.
And she chose the cowardly path because I'm like, how can you be like, see your daughter's behavior is not approved. You go behind her back. You talk to the profe. But then where it really matters, you don't say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I would have been like, guess what, fool? She was holding hands with the prophet. Yes, I saw what I saw. And I didn't like it.
And
she's like, maybe I noticed, maybe I saw something wrong. Like, no, keep maybe your word.
Maybe I was looking wrong. Yeah.
But of course, I mean, she's been doubted her whole life by her life partner. So she has zero confidence in herself.
No, that is
so
true.
Like, I get it. But like the moment it counts, she doesn't like own up to it, you know?
Yeah. So then Teresa's like, yeah. She saw something wrong and then exaggerated. And then he's like, oh, we'll see about this. And he tries to leave. Teresa runs after him like, no, wait.
If you go, it's over. And he's like,
that doesn't happen yet.
Oh, my bad.
We go back to them again, I think. Yeah. We go to Profe and Ruben. And he thanks Profe for his help. And Profe Arturo's like, you need to divorce her and stop involving me in your shit. And then we cut out of that.
Okay.
And we go back to La Vecindad. And this is where Teresa's begging Mariano, telling him not to go. And he's like, what are you afraid of? Of me learning the truth of something that I'm not supposed to know?
And yes, that's what she's afraid of.
Yeah, because she's been in a flirtation. Oh, my God, I can't say
that. She's been in a flirtation ship.
Yes, that is what I was trying to say, but I can't say
what did
it.
You apparently. Say?
I don't know. We're not, let's not talk about it.
Flirtation. So, yeah, I mean, of course, she's scared of him finding out the truth because she has been flirting with the prophet this whole time. And
yeah. So, and has never mentioned having a boyfriend, nothing, right? Because she wasn't supposed to have one. And then he's like, I'm going to go kick his ass. And then Teresa's like, if you leave, we're over. We're through because you don't trust me. And he's like, whatever. And he leaves, gets in his car, drops his gift.
The gift that he got her falls out. She picks it up.
Which we did not mention. So when he got the money from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, here's a little money for our couches that we pawned. But I'm going to keep this to get a gift for Teresa. And so that's the gift we see falling when he speeds away. And she picks it up. She's crying. She doesn't open it yet.
No. And then is it at the same scene when Refugio runs out and she's like, oh, what happened? And then Teresa's like, shut up.
No, not yet. Well, then first we go to the hospital. Esperanza's parents are there. And she's just like, we'll be fine in between everyone's wages. And then.
Oh, yeah. Because the stepdad asks her if she's going to get paid more. And she's like, oh, no. But, you know, we just got to spend less, whatever the hell she says. I don't know.
Yeah. And then they're like, okay, but you look like you're super worried about something. And then she's like, I'm just worried about Pablito. But then she touches him and he's like super hot, burning hot.
Yeah.
He's got a fever. And then we cut from that and we go back to La Vecindad. And this is where Refugio runs out telling or asking Teresa for her forgiveness that she didn't mean for Mariano to.
That it wasn't her intention, blah, blah, blah. They're arguing. Teresa tells her to shut up. Armando's walking up at this point, and if I was Armando, no matter what's her name, Refugio did, I would have told Teresa, like, no, do not talk to your mother that way.
Yes.
But instead he sides with Teresa and he's like, what did you do to Refugio? As if she's like a child.
Yeah. Instead of backing his wife, he backs Teresa. He yells at her too, and he's like, look what you did, Refugio. And then he leaves, and then she's left standing there like looking sorry for herself. And then I thought we were gonna see them this episode, and I was super happy, but then we go to
Aida. So she's just begging her mom to let her go to the store with her friend, and then she's like no, and then we leave that scene, right?
Yeah. And then we go back to La Vecindad. Armando's like, okay, I need some clarification on what's happening here. And then Teresa's like, well, Mom did this, and now Mariano's going to go beat Profe up, and I have to go. And then she leaves, and then he's like, why would you do that, Refugio? What's wrong with you? And Refugio is like, I saw them holding hands. And he's like, you're so dumb. Not that exactly.
He doesn't say that, but basically it's what he's implying.
Why is it always happening where I say something and you're like, no, they didn't say that, but I'm always exaggerating.
Yeah, because you're always exaggerating. That's why.
Yeah. And then we cut to Aida, and she's sneaking out of her window.
Oh, did you see her ugly ass outfit? It was so 2000s.
Oh, I don't remember it. No.
So, you know those big belts people used to wear?
Mm-hmm. We have seen them in the novela.
Before. Yeah. So she's she has like this long ass shirt on with jeans and then like whatever high heels. And then she's like, well, I'm just going to have to sneak out. And then she like puts on her ugly ass big belt and then she leaves. But I was just like, this is so 2000s. When you're sneaking out of your house, but the year 2000 and you can't leave without your big belt.
And then we go to Don Armando, back to La Vecindad. Don Armando's like, you probably saw something wrong, Refugio. And then this is when she's like, I saw what I saw. And then he's like, well, look what you did with your shit, with your nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't the place to be like, I saw what I saw. That would have been earlier, to Mariano.
To Mariano.
Yeah. And he's basically just blaming her for all this.
Yeah.
When in reality, Teresa was flirting with El Profe and holding hands with him.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, Refugio didn't do things the right way because she, you know, was passive aggressive. She went behind her back. She did kind of mess with the relationship between Profe and Teresa. And she, but either way, you know, she had concerns with what she saw and, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And then in the taxi, or Teresa jumps in a taxi and then she's telling the taxi, speed.
She's been a bitch to the poor taxi driver.
Yeah, like it's not his fault.
He's like, lady, I can't go any faster. Me van a dar una multa.
Yeah, they're going to find me. And she's like, I don't care. Find another
way. Find another route. It's like, bitch, it's not his fault. You're in a rush. Like, damn.
Yeah, exactly. Then we go to Profe's house. Luisa's telling Profe that he betrayed her. Profe's like, no, Teresa's mom was here and asked me to keep things professional.
Yeah.
And then Luisa's like, and this happened just as I thought you were falling in love with her. Too invested again.
Again, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, no, it can't happen anyway. And then the doorbell rings, and I thought it was going to be Mariano.
I thought it was Mariano.
Yeah. They continue talking. Yeah. Reina's like, someone's here for you, and we don't see them yet. We go back to La Vecindad. Juana is telling Refugio, maybe you shouldn't have gone to see the profe. And then Cumberto, at that moment, Cumberto walks in with flowers, and he's like,
they start arguing. And,
yeah.
Refugio's like, oh, I'll talk to you later. And she gets up and leaves.
I'm gonna go now. And then we cut from that. We go back to Profe's house. Profe tells Reina to let whoever is there in. And I, again, thought it was gonna be Mariano, but it's Florencia.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know it's a surprise to see me. And he's like, no, actually, it's not because Paloma won't leave me alone. Because
you guys have been stalking me nonstop. Leave me alone.
Yeah. And he's like, what the hell do you want? And then she's like,
give Paloma a chance to talk to her or something.
Yeah, please just talk to her. She just wants some peace. She's suffering. And he's like, well, it's not my fault. And she's like, I know, but just see her. She just wants to give you her reasons. I'm like, I still would not have seen her because who cares?
I don't even understand. I'd be like, at this point, it's been, I don't know, like a decade.
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
I'd be like, move the fuck on, man. I moved on with my life. It's like that song, that Frankie J song.
Which one?
It wasn't a single, but I just remember from his CDs because it, for some strange reason, it used to make me so sad, but I had never been in a relationship.
Oh my God. Carmen, I need to know what song it is.
Oh my God.
Is it from the CD that Obsession was in?
No. I don't remember. But, well, is the CD with Obsession in it, the one where he's, it's like the background is black and he has a hat and he's holding the hat like this?
Yes. Yes, oh, then it is, because I spent a lot of time looking at that CD cover. Frank J.
He was my first love.
He was short, yes. but he was my first love.
It just goes to show, like, you know, some people don't discriminate against short men. That's not a real oppression. I'm just kidding.
Not, it's not short men. Okay. We still love you, Frankie J, if you're out there. No.
If you're listening to this, I'll get a divorce and marry you. I'm just kidding. So yeah, in that song, he's like married with, and his wife is pregnant, or his girlfriend, whatever, is pregnant, and his ex calls him, and she like leaves a message or whatever, and he's like, no, I can't, you know, I've moved on, and I don't remember what it's called, but that's what this reminds me of.
Wow, I wish I knew what song it was.
If okay, look up
the. It's gonna bother me. Gonna look up.
But what was the CD called? Was it called Obsession?
I'm pretty sure. Oh no, it was called The One.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Was it even this CD?
I don't know.
I don't think it's a CD.
Damn. All right.
Which other one? We had another CD, right?
Are you sure it wasn't the CD called Priceless? Because that's the one we had.
Maybe.
Oh my God,
I want to listen to all of his songs.
Still?
Still. It's still. I'm pretty sure.
It is still. Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea why this song would make me so sad. I had never experienced this. I haven't experienced it. Like, but I remember being, how old were we? Like 13?
I don't
remember. Anyway, this song is that situation. Okay, where were we?
That was a long digression because we absolutely needed to know the name of the song.
We couldn't move on before.
So yeah, basically, Paloma's cousin is begging him to see her and whatnot. She leaves her card with him in case he changes his mind, because he's like, no, I'm not going to see her.
Yeah, and he does change his mind later on, but we don't see that yet. I need to stop doing that.
Yes, you do. Then we go back to La Vecindad. Back in La Vecindad, Mariachi Guy is telling Juana that he likes her and that the stuff with La Tracy was a lie. Tracy, yeah.
Well, but that's what he says. Her name is La Tracy.
Yeah, La Tracy. Not just Tracy. And he's like, it was all a lie, just to make you jealous. And I wrote in my notes, they finally get together, because I thought that's what was going to happen.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think Juana let Teresa convince her that, you know, to not go for it. And it's like, it sucks because Juana does like him and he likes her.
Yeah.
I know it happens later, but like,
yeah.
I thought it was going to happen. And then she's like, here, you know, just get out, whatever.
But it doesn't happen yet. So we go back to the hospital. Pablito's being escorted out because he's going back to surgery. The doctor tells him there was a post-surgery complication. Then we go back to La Vecindad and we're back with Juana and Mariachi Guy. And Juana, you see her stop and think for a little bit. And then she's like, no, I don't want nothing to do with you. You're not at my level. You're too much of a drunk. So then he's like, no, I care about you the most. And then Juana's like, oh, you care about me the most? So who else do you care about? Like,
I was like, Juana, seriously, Juana, this is like an exaggeration.
Yeah. So then he's like, she just kicks him out. And yeah, she just lets Teresa get to her head, because before she meets with Teresa, she was like, I'm going to give him a chance.
Yeah. It's like, Juana, let yourself feel some love.
Yeah. Be happy. Back in Profe's house, Luisa is like, you're seriously going to talk to Paloma? Like, why? And I'm with Luisa on this. I don't get it. I don't.
Yeah. And then Profe is basically just saying like, and in order to like fully move on, like we need to like, I don't know, air things out, I guess is what he says.
Yeah, that is exactly what he says. And then at that moment, Mariano arrives and the doorbell's ringing.
They're talking. And he's like, damn it, who's ringing the doorbell like that?
Yeah. Mariano's phone rings when this is happening. And it's Esperanza. And she's telling Mariano that Pablito's not doing well. If he could please come to the hospital. And Mariano's like, no, I'm about to kick this dude's ass. But then he agrees and leaves.
He puts aside his anger to go help Esperanza. Like,
that's amazing.
What a stand-up guy.
Right? And then he gets back in his taxi and speeds away. And Reina gets there. She's like, what the hell? Who was that? Because then there's nobody there. And poor
and
Reina
then Teresa gets there.
Yeah. Reina's like, was that you? Right? Why would you ring the doorbell like that?
And she's like, no, I just got here. And then Reina's like, oh, well, somebody was ringing the doorbell. And then they just left. Like, and then she basically tells Teresa that the profe and Luisa are alone. And Teresa's like, just like asking again because she wants to reassure that Mariano's not there.
Yeah. And then inside, Luisa doesn't see the point of Arturo meeting with Paloma again. She's still like, why? And she's just concerned he'll start drinking again. He's like, I won't let this happen. But let's not forget that like
That's what he said last time, and he was chugging
him. Yeah.
some scotch or something. Down right after.
Right after seeing Palomazo.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a promise he can keep.
Yeah, I don't know if he's being realistic here.
Yeah. And then after that, we go to Paloma and her cousin, Florencia. Florencia's back and Paloma turns. So she's like, what happened? What did he say? And then Florencia's like, he didn't really say much. He still seems hurt. And you know what? I'm not sure he's going to agree to see you. And as she's saying that, her phone rings and he agrees to see Paloma, but immediately it has to be like now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then we go to... And I thought we were going to see at least Paolo, but then we go to Aida and Paolo. He's playing like pool by himself in his fancy house. And Aida walks in and she's like, hola, bebé. Adivina
hola, quién es?
Yeah, ugh. She covers his eyes and he's like, what the hell are you doing here? And then he's like, aren't you so grounded? And she's like, no, I escaped. And he's like, get off me and go back home.
He doesn't want to get on Ruben's bad side. And
yeah, he's afraid of Ruben.
Yeah.
And Aida's not someone he's risking himself for.
It's not worth it to him.
Yeah. What happened with him calling Teresa, by the way? This does not come into play.
Maybe it'll come into play later. Or maybe it won't because...
Yeah, there's no continuity here. Because last episode, we saw him calling her.
Yeah.
But it doesn't come up in this episode.
Mm-mm.
Then we go back to Profe's house. Teresa is telling him that she knows her mom was there. And then Prof is like, yes, she was, but don't take this really, but I have to go. And he leaves and Teresa stays there. And then she calls Mariano. And when she sees that he never went to Prof's house, right?
Okay.
And she's like, what happened? And he's like, don't call me again. I saw what you chose clearly back in La Vecindad. You chose Prof over our relationship.
Okay, like you made your choice. Okay.
Yeah. And then he hangs up.
Okay. And then she's mad. She throws
then a present. She throws the present down. And then a ring falls out and a little note. And she picks it up. So she opens it. And then the note says, this isn't the ring that you deserve. This isn't the ring that I want to get you later. You will get a much better ring. But this is just to show you that I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Like a promise ring.
And then she's holding it and crying. And then it ends.
Well, I hope. Do you remember if they get back together after this or no? Like, this is the end of them.
I don't remember. I thought they got back together again. Because I thought there was a point where she was with all three of them. But maybe not. Maybe it's just Paolo and Profe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe it is the end of them.
I honestly hope it is because Mariano deserves better. He deserves Aurora.
Which we haven't seen.
And I miss Aurora, but she's away in her trip.
They probably did that because she had some other novela to do.
I know. That's the end of today's episode.
Yes. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week with episode 17 of Teresa. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Bye.
Bye.